బాలోసి భట్టనత్మనం ఆన్యస్తి గర్భ సంవృతం నూనం వేదావన్యస్య దుర్లభేర్థే మనోరథ బాల చైల్డ్ అసి యు ఆర్ బట హౌఎవర్ నా నట్ ఆత్మనం మై ఓన్ అన్య అదర్ స్త్రీ ఉమెన్ గర్భ ఉమ్ సంవృతం బోర్న్ బై నూనం హౌఎవర్ వేద జస్ట్ ట్రై టు నో భవన్ యోర్ సెల్ఫ్ యస్య ఆఫ్ విచ్ దుర్లభే అనప్రోచబుల్ ఆర్థే మెటర్ మనరథ డిజైర్స్ ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ పేపర్ బై ఏసి భక్తివేదాంత స్వామి శివ ప్రభువారి కీ జై. మై డియర్ చైల్డ్, you are unaware that you were born not of my womb but of another woman.
Hello?
Therefore you should know that your attempt is doomed to failure. You are trying to fulfill a desire which is impossible to fulfill. Purport. The small child, Dhruva Maharaj, was naturally affectionate toward his father, and he did not know that there was a distinction between his two mothers. This distinction was pointed out by Queen Suruchi, who informed him that since he was a child, he did not understand the distinction between the two queens. This is another statement of Queen Suruchi's praise. Would take one text form, text 13. Tapasaradya purusham tasya vanagruhename garbhetvam sadhayotmanam yadichasi nripasanam. If you at all desire to rise to the throne of the king, then you have to undergo severe austerities. First of all, you must satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narayana, and then, when you are favored by Him, because of such worship, you should have to take your next birth from my womb. Of course. Purport. Suruchi was so envious of Dhruva Maharaj that she indirectly asked him to change his body. According to her, first of all, he had to die. Then take his next body in her womb, and only then would it be possible for Dhruva Maharaj to ascend the throne of his father. Horrible. Balo sibata natmanam anyasti garva samritam nunam veda bhavanyasya durlabhetha manurotha. My dear child, you are unaware that you were born not of my womb, but of another woman. Therefore, you should know that your attempt is doomed to failure. You are trying to fulfill a desire which is impossible to fulfill. Om agyana timirandasya gnajana shalakaya chakshutamina tasmai shri guruve namaha nama om vishnu paraya krishna prishthaya bhutale shrimate bhakti vedanta swamin iti namine namaste saraswati deve gauravani pracharine nirvishesha shunyavadi paschatyad shatarine jai shri krishna chaitanya prabhu nityananda sri advaita gadadhar shivasadi gauravakta vrinda హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే హరే. Panchakalpatarupyascha kripasindhivayavacha Padidhanam pavanibhyo vaishnavibhyo namo namaha. Hare Krishna. So thank you very much for allowing me to be here. Give me some seva. So we are in this moment of the story that with Dhruva Maharaj, that he is very, we will see, he will be very affected by the sharp, poisonous words of his stepmother, Suruchi. And we will see also later, good or bad in this material world is very flickering thing, you know, unsteady thing. We should not put so much faith into that. Whatever its scenario is looking, actually, whatever problems we are facing in this world, what's the nature of this world? Dukkhalayam ashashvatam. Dukkhalayam ashashvatam. Lord Krishna explained in Bhagavad Gita that this nature is full of problems, miseries. That's the nature of the material world. There will be always problems, one after another. And the nature of this world is also this is very temporary. So things are always changing. Confirm. Yeah. So that's why what we should do, we should take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Our acharyas are explaining, Bhaktivinoda Thakur explained that we should not even try to fulfill our own desires on our own. Why? Because the Lord is in our hearts and He knows everything. So how will these desires will be fulfilled? Like He wants. We have to, from our side, we have to surrender to the Lord, and the Lord will takes care of everything. So we will see from this story that Dhruva Maharaj, after will be lamenting that he had these material desires, but somehow or other, that situation, although situation you see is very, in this moment of the story, it's very difficult for him to deal with. He will cry, he will approach to his mother, and he will be he's neglected by his own father. Why he's neglected by his own father? Because of false attachment. We see in many stories of Shastra this aspect of false attachment is pointed out again and again and again in Mahabharata. Very similar story, Dhritarashtra sitting on the throne. And then so many unrightful things are happening there and towards Pandavas. And he's also nothing to do. He's not reacting, he's not supporting Pandavas. When he's son, Duryodhan, is attacking them. And why? Because he's attached. And here in purport, Prabhupada very nicely explained that this is another statement of Queen Suruchi's pride. Prabhupada explained that when someone is proud, what is happening? This is just cause to fall down, and that only this is only a detail. What will happen later? So we see also many things like that. So that's why from childhood we have to learn Bhagavad Dharma. Why? Because there are not manifested yet so many desires. There are not so many desires visible. That's why these children are so innocent. There's no false ego. Children, actually, they are more intelligent than adults. Why? They can learn much, much more, very, very fast, very quick. Why? Because adults have an ego. Children can try and again, 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 and they will be not disappointed. But adults, you try one, twice, thrice, you know, and then it's like, he is easily give up. For children is no problem. He's riding his bicycle, trying again, fall down here, fall down there, you know. It's not again continuous. So our sadhana, our process of Krishna consciousness is like that. we are trying to practice Krishna consciousness better and better, and to remove all these anarthas like pride, pointed out in this shloka, and another one is enviousness. The only way is to increase our love to Krishna, to remove these weeds. There is no other way. So there will be many problems, but these problems sometimes are great blessings. Confirm. So we see like, for example, also in Mahabharata, that grandfather Bhishma was crying so much, was lamenting so much because of the situation of the Pandavas, his grandsons. Because they were going through so many tribulations, so many problems and calamities, and put it, so many difficult situations. They lose everything. They lose, although Maharaj Yudhishthira was rightful son to actually be next king, actually they were cheated, they were deprived from that, their wife was also disrespected, Draupadi, in assembly of other people. So that was so many things like that happening again and again. So then Narada approached to Bhishma and said, "What? Actually, all blessings. I see that you are crying, you are lamenting because of this external appearance of these problems. But actually, in the result, by being arranged by the Lord, the Pandavas were in this situation, actually they love to Krishna increase more and more. So actually, sometimes difficulties or problems in life can be looking so bad, but judged by the results. Palena Parichate, Prabhupada, another example, another hero, pure devotee of the Lord, and completely poor man, in the age of 70. Nobody wanted even support him, even any God brothers, no any Gaudiya Math institution, just completely fearlessly, just wanted to fulfill the desires of his own spiritual master. That's it. There were so many commentaries of Bhagavad Gita, 700 in that time, 1965, in America. But there was not even one was bona fide, authorized. So that's why Prabhupada came with Bhagavad Gita as it is. Even one person didn't become devotee from the 700 commentaries. When Prabhupada came, presented knowledge about Krishna as it is, thousands of people just joined. That's why we're here. So, like Prabhupada was laughing with it. If Krishna wants to take everything from you, you can't do nothing, you know. He has thousands of fans. He's explaining Gita everywhere, his hands, his legs, you know. So what you can do with your two hands? You cannot protect it. If this is the plan of the Lord, what you can do? We have to surrender to the Lord like Arjuna surrendered, like Prabhupada surrendered, and then we will see in future, sooner or later, it will be revealed to us. Prabhupada explained the purport of Gita. It will be revealed what's the mission for us in this world arranged by the Lord. It will be revealed. So, what we have to decide to do, we have to decide to be an instrument in the hands of the Lord and according to the will of the spiritual master. Living entity is Tatashta Shakti, is the marginal potency of the Lord. It's between material and spiritual desire. What is our focusness under material and spiritual, our consciousness is manifested accordingly. We are materialist or spiritualist. We are in the material or spiritual world, even while we are living in this world. So it doesn't matter. Our philosophy is just only philosophy of transformation, the energy, transformation of the consciousness. In third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, it was explained that when the pure devotee is in this material world, actually he's not in the material world, he's in the spiritual world, because the all material energy is just transforming. You know, he's just transforming back into internal potency of the Lord. So he sees only Krishna, he sees only in spiritual world. Everything is connected with the Lord. Everything is His. But we, when we are in this material world, when we are disconnected from the Lord, this material energy is just punishing. It's just beating us. Durga Ma, what she is keeping in her hand, trident, with three modes of material nature. Daivi yesha gunaye mama amara duyat pratyaya. That's right. So, only those who are surrendered to the Lord's will, you know, actually can go above this influence. Otherwise, everyone is prone to suffer more and more. Like Prabhupada in one letter explained that in Kali Yuga, everyone will suffer more and more. But those who are chanting Hare Krishna, they will be protected. So it doesn't mean that the devotee is in this world, he is not facing tribulations or problems of this world. But when he's taking shelter, really taking shelter, he's very serious and sincere in his practice of Krishna consciousness, he's not affected. The modes are acting, but he's not affected. So when our consciousness, Krishna consciousness, is very deep, people will feel it and people will appreciate it. Then we can go and we can look straight to the eyes of the people and say, do you believe in God? And people like, okay. So, yeah, Prabhupada, when he came to America, what he said? When he was asked by a reporter, why you came here, Swamiji? And Prabhupada said, I came here to remind you what you forgot. So this is only a question to understand who we are. That we are just minute living entity and we have very minute independence. But when we using this independence in a not proper way, then we become proud. So this is what is happening here. Once upon a time, Arjuna, he became proud. Of course, when someone is pure devotee, eternal associate like Arjuna or others, it is arranged by the yoga maya, internal potency of the Lord, that they can actually be put in some kind of illusion. But in this way, the Lord, by using his dearmost servants, teach everyone in this world. So Arjuna became so-called proud. And that he is always associating with the Lord, that he is his friend, that he is always his association. So when Krishna became his charioteer, after the battle of Kurukshetra, they saw together, Krishna and Arjuna, they saw one jackal. And Krishna was observing and Arjuna was observing what is happening. The jackal was smelling the body of the dead body, but he was not eating it. And Arjuna, and these thoughts appear in his mind, you know. He is a murk, what's that kind of fool? He's not eating, this is his food. And the other dogs were around, you know. If you're not eating this, other dogs will come and eat it. He don't have any knowledge. Look at him, you know. So it was like that. So then Krishna understood and started the chariot and asked this dog, can you come closer? And the dog with folded hands start to speak. It's not amazing dog. His name was Jambula. He introduced himself. Jambuka. And they said, that I am a dog, my lord. Please tell me what I can do. What is service for me? And then Lord Krishna said, explain, why you're not eating this body? And then he said that I'm very fallen, I'm a Pashu, I'm an animal, but I'm very distinctive. I make a distinction here. To whom eat, whom not. Oh, you're making distinction. Well, you are a dog, but you're making distinction? This is very strange. Then dog explained that because I have some distinctive knowledge, so if someone's hands didn't touch ever the bodies of other devotees, I will not eat it. If someone's head never bowed down in front of the Supreme Lord or other Vaishnavas, I will never touch too. If someone's legs didn't go to any pilgrimage place, I will not smell it too. So like that. So he was just pointed out different limbs of the body, and I see this body is not qualified to eat it. It's not for me. And then, like this Lord was teaching actually Arjuna. Arjuna understood. I was proud. I was proud. I was thinking that I am so fortunate, so knowledgeable. I can so many things, but actually it was minimized by the Lord's mercy. Hanuman, when they were building a bridge to Lanka, there were so many people engaged, so many devotees were engaged in the service. So many monkeys, so many soldiers. And there was one spider who was also carrying Taidusu some seva. And then Hanuman became proud. Oh, sounds like insignificant. I'm just taking by my mystic powers big stones and throwing them very easily. This is so insignificant service. How the Lord can take it, you know, seriously. But Lord Ram immediately understood. And he just, easy. My dear devotee, your service and his service I take equally. So that's why in this Krishna consciousness movement, we have to be very careful and stay always on the guard, not allow this pride arise in our heart. Otherwise, it will be the cause of great fall down. Saubari Muni. Saubari Muni is another example. Because of his pride of being alone, he was alone in the water of Yamuna, and meditating there, and he saw two fishes that they have sex, and then became agitated. And then Garuda was also coming there and eating fishes and was disturbing his meditation. So he cursed Garuda, eternal associate of the Lord. And because of that, because of this offense, this Vaishnava aparada, he has to fall down from his position. So Krishna then arranged, became agitated by watching these fishes. He had to leave the water and engage in sex life, have, you know, so many wives, completely distracted. But after he understood, cause of his fall down. So although pride or envy towards someone else, it seems to be that there is some advantage there. Actually, there is disadvantage. It's great disadvantage. We are actually, then we have to suffer a lot. So, Gopis of Vrindavan, they thought about themselves, they are so fortunate. They always with Krishna embracing them and dancing with them in Rasa Leela. And when Krishna understood that they are proud, immediately what happened? Krishna left. And they start crying, lamenting, but they understood. So Krishna is like this. Sometimes he is leaving and you can't, you know, you are bewildered by the situation. But if you understand and analyze, you're taking shelter of our sanghas of devotees, other senior Vaishnavas, then we can understand. It's like like this Vaishnav sangha, we have devotees in the men's body and the woman's body, external. But we have these machines, and our view is sometimes very different, how our perception is there. So like, for example, for the man, you have this emotion part of the brain, analytical part of the brain. And sometimes a man is on the analytical, this logical part of the brain, sometimes emotional. When he's emotional, he has to be preached by someone who is strongly situated on analytical part of the brain, that he can switch back, because otherwise he's completely bewildered. With ladies is very different. They, you know, these two parts of the brain working simultaneously. So they can point out very easily a problem. But because emotional part of the brain is working also, it's difficult to deal with it. That's why they need support of the man who is strongly on this analytical part of the brain. So we see here from the story here that unfortunately this is not the problem of the Suruchi. This is the problem of the king. Why? Because he's attached. He's emotional. He actually he should be blamed, not Suruchi. That's the nature. You can't change nature. You are forced, everyone is forced, even great sages, Krishna explained Bhagavad Gita, are forced to act according to his nature. You know, you can't change it. But he, unfortunately, he can't understand it. Then after, when Narada Muni will come, it will be preached by him. Explain to him really, you know, why you're so morose, why you're so sad, what's happened. Then, you know, then he's, by being properly instructed, then he can understand. So, similarly, you know, when we're coming to Vaishnav Sangha, we seeing devotees like demigods, very humble, Prabhuji, Mataji, please give me service, you know. Everyone is like, you know, very, very humble, very nice, sweet. But after some times, you know, of being in a Vaishnav Sangha, unfortunately, we are just being distracted from that position. And then we facing so many troubles, difficulties. This Vaishnava aparata, this offense, that offense, this misunderstanding, you know, so many things like that. And then we're losing a taste, inspiration in Krishna consciousness, especially to the chanting of the holy name. So what's the remedy? The remedy is to come back to attentive chanting of the holy name. That's the remedy. Because an attentiveness is the source of all other offenses. We are chanting every day, right? Straight after Tulsi Puja, right? 10 offenses towards the holy name. But when someone is inattentive, then definitely. Like Prabhupada said that even one syllable, when you're chanting your japa, even one syllable which you inattentively chant, it will be cause of your fall down. So how we have to be attentive? Please think about it. How do we have to be attentive to chant Maha Mantra Hare Krishna and really take shelter? We should chant like anything. Take it really to our heart. To make solid foundation our Krishna consciousness. To have taste to Srimad Bhagavatam. To taste to chanting of the holy name. This is what we have to strive for. But we are building this foundation, the taste, day by our own practice. Sadhana bhakti is not the goal in Krishna consciousness. Sadhana bhakti is only to destroy your ignorance. What's the goal? What's the sandhya? Sandhya is to have this affection, unalloyed affection to the Lord. Why? Because the Lord, then, you know, you can buy the Lord. Pure devotee is in his hands as Krishna, always. Krishna feels so indebted to his pure devotees that he cannot repay this debt of their service. So that's why he is always ready to serve them. In Jagannath Puri, there was one devotee who became very famous. He was in the beginning the devotee of Lord Ramachandra, but some or other, when he was coming in front of Jagannath, he understood that this Jagannath is actually Ramachandra. It's not different. So he had a very friendly relationship with the Lord. Lord, very often, you know, because he became so advanced in his purity, in his Krishna consciousness, was coming to him and associate with his devotee, taking care of him very nicely. So then what's happened, that once he became sick, very sick, severely sick, and then to this point that he was laying down in his room and he couldn't do anything, you know. He's just was passing stool, pass urine, but always somebody was coming, some small boy was coming and taking care of him. Was cleaning his body every day, take this all impurities around him out, put nice incense, that everything will be very nice and pleasant. And then was coming this boy every day, day by day, day by day, day by day. You know? And when this devotee came back to his senses, became healthy, then actually understood that who was this boy? It was Lord Jagannath himself. You know? He was coming every day and taking care. And then when he understood this, he was asking, "My dear Lord, why are you doing this to me? Why are you doing this?" And the Lord explained that you won't serve me, I'm obliged to serve you. So this is how it's working. So that's why you, only because to remove your prarabdha karma, the reactions of your past deeds, you are in this position that you can actually, we can stay eternally together and you can leave this body and go home back to Godhead and we can stay together and together be engaged in this transcendental activities in Krishna consciousness. So once upon a time, Lord Jagannath, he came to this devotee and he said, "My dear devotee, my desire is to steal." So they steal what? jackfruit from the garden of the king. So it's like, if you want jackfruit, I can bring you. Devotee was saying, no. This is special kind of pleasure. It's coming from stealing from my devotees, from other people. A special kind of test. You know this saying, forbidden fruit and taste better? So what to do? It was the desire of the Lord. Devotees surrender and they went in the middle of the night. They jump above the fence, you know, in the king's garden, and there were trees, jackfruit tree, and then Lord Jagannath said, now you climb up, I will be downstairs, and we climb up, you know, when you'll be there, then I will catch it. And there were big jackfruits, hanging down. So then devotee went up, and then he said, my Lord, are you ready? Jagannath said, yes, I am ready. Okay, so then he thrown, but where is Jagannath? The jackfruit fell down, makes so much noise, you know, and Jagannath ran away. And of course, what's happened? Then the gardener, you know, what's going on? He came, he looked, jackfruit is there, look up, there is a devotee. This famous devotee of Jagannath Puri is just there, you know. He came, report to the king. King said, what? This devotee? He did it? That's unbelievable. You know, then he took all his ministers, everyone came and said, what are you doing there? What are you doing there? Why didn't... If you want some jackfruit, I can give you a little. But then he explained the story that it was Jagannath, and then everyone was laughing, you know, like anything, you know? King, ministers, you know, that was, and actually, you know, appreciating the great fortune of this devotee. You know? So that's the goal of Krishna consciousness, to have this kind of level of reciprocation, and the Krishna actually can have fun. With you. How is in the spiritual world? Prabhupada explains, spiritual everything is conscious. It's not like this that Mother Yashoda is cooking rice or cooking some preparations and she has to leave, you know, this for a while and do her home duties. Prabhupada said, no, it's not like this at all. When she's cooking rice, for example, and she is living outside, you know, then after some time she's asking, rice, hey rice, are you ready? And the rice says, yes, I'm ready. Okay, I'm coming. Everything is conscious, full of consciousness. Everything, each object of this world. And here, when we are in this material world, we have to learn how to deal with the objects of this world. Otherwise, we see them separated from the Lord. And that's called Maya. It's how illusion is working. We are in this world when this Krishna's possessions, everything is just belongs to Him, but still we see that everything is separated from Him. Everything just belongs to us. And that's why these anarthas are coming. It's manifesting in our hearts. When we think that something is ours, then the pride arises, Prabhupada said. And then, when it's just evaluating, it's progressing, you're not only thinking that, you know, that you are something special, you are better than others, you are in better position, like this Suruchi was thinking. She was favored. It means, although she was second queen, of the king, she was most favorite, and she took advantage of this. Prabhupada said, this is the nature of the feminine everywhere in this world. Someone can take advantage of the situation for his own benefits. So then what has happened? So someone is not thinking only that, you know, I'm in better position than others, but it can go even farther. This, when it's not stopped, you know, can turn into envy, you know. Let me go farther, if it is not controlled. Let me do harms to the others. Like, I think Prabhuji yesterday was explaining this jealousy, principle of jealousy and envy. Jealousy is no problem. He has nice car, I want also this car. He has nice toy, I want also have nice this toy. This is called jealousy. Can I play also your toy? If you're lucky, then if allowed you, then you can play with the toy. If you're not lucky, then you cannot play. So someone has something, you want this. So that's the jealousy. Everyone is jealous in this world. But this envy, this is the real problem. This is the root of all anarthas. Do you know one matsarya, envy, is always pointed out as the last one? Because if there is no envy, there's no question of other anarthas. And what's the envy? What's the definition of envy? Envy means that someone is not able to accept the higher position of someone else. That's the envy. And ultimately, we are envy about Krishna, of Krishna. We cannot accept that he is the supreme enjoyer, he is the supreme controller. And that's why in this material world. But so, if someone is free from envy, then he's in the spiritual world. Then Krishna consciousness is manifesting in his heart. Then Krishna's heart can be conquered. The Lord can manifest in front of his devotees. And of course he will tell you, don't tell about this others, please. So we also heard this from so many stories. So says the story will be very nicely continued. We will see that because of being hurt by these poisonous words of his stepmother, actually Dhruva Maharaj, will be actually very successful in his life. Why? Because his own mother is acting as a Shiksha Guru. Can you just take shelter of the Supreme Personality? Actually, even his stepmother is telling the same thing. If you want to take birth from my womb, you have to worship the Supreme Personality. What it means? She's also a devotee. We deal here in this story, in this section of Srimad Bhagavatam, with mixed devotion. Why the stories are there? Because we are in this world, and we are also mixed devotees. And this is our heroes or heroines, whatever story is there. That if we study this story, then we can understand, you know, that actually it is happening every time, every day, any corner of this world, all these things. But we have here, in the Bhagavatam, we have nice direction what to do. How these devotees, they were dealing with their problems, what they did, how they behave. That's why it's Bhagavatam. Bhagavat Purana is, you know, like a sun to illuminate the darkness, the ignorance, the ignorance of the hearts of the Kali Yuga people. South America, Kali Yuga people, Kali Yugeros. Kali Yugeros, I've heard. It's called Kali Yugeros. Kijai. So another thing, aspect of the story with Dhruva Maharaj is never offend Kshatriya. According to the Manu scriptures, you should never disregard Kshatriya. Because then you will be in great trouble. What Mother Suruchi did also, she will also, because of this offense, showing her pride and envy towards Dhruva, what will be the end? She will have to go enter into forest, fire and be burned. And Prabhupada said, because of this Vaishnava Bharata. So Sumano saying never offend Kshatriya. So he took so seriously, he was so offended. That's why, you know, he took so seriously this offense that was the result. That he became pure devotee, and if you offend pure devotee, oh Baba. Just only a question of time. Once, during Prabhupada times, devotees were distributing sweets on left and right. They were so happy, they were like a big feast. Why? Because a god brother of Prabhupada, who was always attacking and criticizing Prabhupada, he left his body. And they were distributing sweets. They took it like that. He was offending through so many years by our spiritual master. That's why now, definitely, he went to some Naraka planet, you know, to some hellish planets, to suffer because of offense to pure devotee. They were thinking like that. And when it came to Prabhupada, how Prabhupada reacted? Prabhupada cried. He was crying. And he gathered all these devotees, and you sit down, and you start to explain. And he was asking them questions. So he asked devotees. Devotees, the disciples, please tell me, what's the destination of someone who did so much service to his spiritual master? What is the destination of such devotee? And Prabhupada explained, definitely this devotee went go home back to Godhead, because he did so much service to our spiritual master, he is already with Krishna. And then Prabhupada said, and do you know what's the destination of someone who criticized such person who went to Goloka and did so much service to spiritual master? He is going to the hellish planets for a very long time. So that's why this, like devotees were explaining, so many speakers here before. Devotees are pouring their hearts here while sitting here, you know. This is amazing, you know, actually process to purify our own hearts when we speak in Krishna consciousness. We have this service. So there were so many devotees were sharing that actually, you know, there's so much in this story, that story. This Vaishnava Parada, this because of this anartha, that anartha, you know, this is the cause of fall down, so many problems. So, yeah, we can just understand, this is the remedy. Just sit down humbly and just listen. If you have any problems, anxiety, when you sit down, or you're coming for kirtans, entering to the temple, take shelter of Krishna, His holy name, this transcendental sound vibration of Srimad Bhagavatam, what is happening? What's the result? All anxieties go away. All anxieties, all stress, all pressure cooker, it's just all go away. So we have a remedy. Why to not take it seriously? Why to not take it sincerely? There's only two qualities Prabhupada explained in the pages of his books. Take it seriously and sincerely, and you will be saved. Hare Krishna. There's some questions or comments. Yes, Prabhu. Good questions? 1,000 bucks question? Yes.
After Dhruva Maharaj came back after doing his austerity, did Suruchi stop her envy with Dhruva Maharaj?
Yes, she understood. Yeah. Because when emotions...
What is the question?
The question is, did Suruchi changed? She became favorable, she stopped being envy of Dhruva. That's the question. When later, especially when Dhruva came back. Yeah, that's what's happened. Yeah. There was the reflections of the heart, you know, and then, you know, there was discussion, and so many, the Narada Muni came, you know. That's the role of the spiritual master. That's the That's the result of associating with the sadhu. Yes, Prabhu? Only the, how we can give up envy or pride, that's your question? How we can, only by increasing our Krishna consciousness, by develop our love to Krishna. And how we develop our love to Krishna? By following strictly the instruction of the spiritual master. Like see these devotees, why the son and little people? A devotee is just from the morning, very early. This brahmacharya is just out, they are not here. They did so much service yesterday. Yeah? They did so much service to help in the farm, you know, with this holy festival. And only Philip is here. But everyone else is just out. What are they doing? Why are they not visible for so many days? What are they doing? They're arranging, then when spiritual master will come, then thousands and people can come and hear from him. This is what they are not here. So that's the thing. The senses, you can't control senses of mind. Senses and mind automatically control when you express your love to spiritual master. That's the secret in advancing Krishna consciousness. So then senses and mind automatically control. That's why the brahmacharis. Hey, brahmacharis. They have to learn, yeah, that it's not something like a magic, yeah, at home, right? It's not magic. They have to learn how to be self-sufficient. What do you mean self-sufficient? Because always something magic happening at home, you know. You just wake up, you know, and there already your clothes are folded. And you know, it's another magic, you know, after taking bath and you put clothes, dress nice to yourself, you know, just entering to the kitchen or a dining room, another magic. And there's already plate ready with prasadam. It's like everything's arranged. But when the boys especially are learning how at home be self-sufficient, wash by themselves, give them some service, clean some daily services, do at home. Not too much, just that they can actually be habituated with that. That this is day service, you know, and they be self-sufficient, take care of themselves, not so much depends on mommy and daddy. You're laughing, eh? Yeah, because if they will be not self-sufficient, they will be not respect you. This is what's happening. When they're growing and they are not doing anything at home, they become like this. They will not respect elders. They will not take it seriously, you know, their father and mother. So this is when the Gurukula starts, at home. When the child won't go to the temple, what you have to do? You have to preach. Somebody is, you know, in weak or emotional position, you have to preach. You are preaching at home. You become preacher to your children, preach to each other, you know. Nice way, encourage to each other. Loving way, support each other. So like that. So then, gradually, step by step, become closer and closer to Krishna. So envy you can remove by appreciating others. There's no other way. Appreciation is the remedy for envy. And pride, by being humble. By reducing influence of your false ego. Become a menial servant. That's why no positions, just become menial servants. Raghunath Swami Maharaj was saying, very humbly, you know, for 20 years I was just doing what they told me. And what they told me? Just go on altar and worship the Lord. Be pujari. And when they ask him, now you please speak, then he was speaking so amazingly. And you know, Radhana Swami Maharaj can speak like, it's like ocean of nectar. So many realizations. So first we have to learn how to become a menial servant. That's the secret. It's okay. Thank you. Yes, Prabhu. Good question. Good. Okay.
Why do you have so many desires?
Why we have so many desires? Because we are wandering in this material world from time immemorial. And that's why when we start to clean our hearts, sometimes we are just bewildered what is happening. But what's happening actually, the cleaning process starts. It's like entering to the room where it was never cleaned for so many years. And having start all the dust, you know, so you can't clearly see, you know. The beginning is like, oh, I'm chanting Hare Krishna, and it's like, I don't feel anything. I feel like bewildered, you know, distracted. No, you're cleaning, Baba, just relax, you know, just wait, clean more. Do this service, that service, no? Going from one service to another. Become more and more pure. And when, you know, more things become removed, you know, then you can see. Then you can see that actually Krishna was always there. when you was chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna was always there. But now you can see that he's in the same room with you. Yes, Prabhu.
How we can take our desires from our heart.
The desires are there when you're chanting Hare Krishna. The question is what you're doing with them. The desires are like this. When you're chanting Hare Krishna, you're cleaning mirror of the heart. And you can see this desire, that desires, you know, just manifesting. You know, in your mind, in your heart. When you're introspective, when you're chanting, you can see this. But what you're doing with this? You know, we discussed this point before. What you're doing with these desires? You have to give up them. And then by being more and more free from the material desires, by this practical application of Krishna consciousness, by chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, then actually you will see that Krishna is manifesting more and more in your life, in your heart. It's okay? Thank you. Someone else? Thank you. Granta Rachimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.